There was an Air Force public affairs officer who had previously helped me arrange reporting trips into Afghanistan. He came to me a little while back and said, "Look, why don't we do this?" And I said, "Can I really interview wounded soldiers right off the battlefield before they get home to hospitals?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Sign me up." It's a rare opportunity. The military usually really doesn't like to let us see the soldiers so soon after they're injured.
And give us, we'll have a link to all your pieces because they're remarkable to watch. If people haven't seen them, you really need to, and we'll have them online so people can find them nice and easy. But walk us through this, almost through the process, because you came from where, Germany?
Well, we really did start in Germany. We got there, of course, from Washington, D.C., but the real journey began in Germany. We met some of the crews who do this kind of work. We saw the whole layout of the plane, the tons of equipment that they load on board, and we then left Germany with medical crews, flew into Afghanistan, got there in the middle of the night, loaded up wounded who were ready to leave the war zone, some of them just hours off the battlefield, still on morphine, still in pain, brought them, rode with them back to Germany, unloaded them, loaded up another group of wounded who'd been already at the hospital in Germany for a few days, who were ready to make that journey back to the United States, 41 hours in all.
Wow. And one of the people that that you talked to was a young soldier, and if I remember correctly, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he had been injured, what, three times?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We ran across this young man who was coming on our plane on a stretcher, ready to be medevaced from Afghanistan back to Germany. Three Purple Hearts in 3 weeks. He had been hit twice in one day by two roadside bombs. They'd fixed him up, and then he got hit again by a mortar, and he was finally going home, and there were a few jokes all around about who was going to sit next to him. But jokes I want to say that he was making.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is one of the trauma doctors in Afghanistan who had treated him through all three attacks really bonded with him. That doctor told us, you know, look, sometimes we want to see one of these kids really make it, and that young man did.
Talk a little bit about what the mood is like. I've had some experience with young men and women at Walter Reed as they've struggling to deal with this process of healing. What is their mood like?
Well, you know, I think we got to them before that process that you described sets in. This is perhaps, no, at the most, 4 days after being hit.
Wow.
They're really still coming to grips with the fact they've been hurt, what the extent of their injuries are, what lies ahead. Think of it this way. You know, they've been out in the field, maybe on patrol for several days, not even at their bases. They get hit, and they never go back to their bases. Some of them don't get to, you know, see their buddies to say goodbye. They don't have their personal belongings. Suddenly, they're on a stretcher, and they're being medevaced home.
And in some ways, this is the real untold story of this war, is the number of people who survive because of this amazing process,
right,
where their help is on scene almost immediately.
Well, yeah. I mean, think of it this way. During the month of July, about 600 U.S. troops got wounded in the war. 600. It seems really high, but on the other side of the equation, because of this medical care, so many more are surviving. Without it, it might have been almost 600, you know, heaven forbid, killed in action.
Yeah.
So this is the good news. And what they have found very quickly is if they can get these young troops home, they do so much better healing. If they're back with their families, back with their friends, it has been a real benefit they find.
Anything, and you've covered this for a long time and you know this so well, was there anything that even surprised you through this process?
Oh, you know, I'm smiling right now. I think not a surprise, but just one more time, how very young some of these young troops are out on the front line. You know, you meet a kid who maybe just turned 21 on his first tour of duty, and I say a kid, what I mean is a remarkable young man,
yeah,
who wears the uniform and takes on an awful lot of responsibility.
It's almost hard through that process to keep our journalistic distance when you're talking to somebody who's been through something like this.
Yeah, you know, there's no journalistic distance when it comes to the wounded. You really just want to make sure, you want to hope that they all make a full recovery.
And the thing that surprised me was they didn't seem, I mean, if I were in that situation, I'd be scared to death. And they didn't seem frightened.
No, you know, no, not at all. Now, let's be clear. There were some troops that declined to speak to us. Mm. And clearly, there on our plane, there were a couple that were on ventilators that were so seriously injured. They were on a level of life support equipment, and yeah. Of course, their privacy is totally respected. There's a doctor that sits at their side throughout the entire journey. They get constant medical monitoring, and those are the ones you perhaps worry about the most.